Hi there. Okay, so I'm recording this on March 11th, but I'm introducing this podcast where I started recording entries, I think on March 5th. Yes. So you'll hear an entry from March 5th, a couple entries from March 8th, and then an entry from tonight. And it's kind of like a haphazard collection, but there are some themes that run throughout. And I wanted to just record this intro so you guys wouldn't be confused when I'm like, hey, it's Friday. Because that was the Friday before I got my vaccine and before I did the interview with Kimmy. And then just things progressed from there. All right, cool. See you on the flip side. Hi. It's me again. I know I've been inundating you all with podcast episodes recently. I guess once you get the floodgates open, a lot comes pouring out. So when I started this kind of like historical look back on my life, a lot came up. So I've been thinking about doing going beyond middle school to talk about my high school crushes and love life and college and law school and beyond. But it gets a little tricky because a lot of these are people I still know. I don't want to talk about other people who could hear what I'm saying and, get hurt or, just like feel like I'm talking about them out of turn when a lot of our like mutual friends will know who I'm talking about. So it gets a little dicey as much as I'd like to share. And then some of the things that I want to share, maybe are private or at least not like, I don't know, not necessarily something that I feel like I can share with everyone. I need to think a little bit more about about what I want to share about like romantic stuff in the later years. In the meantime, I had my therapy appointment this morning. I'm feeling somewhat better today. I'm still like really sleepy because I didn't get enough sleep last night. Because I was honestly, I think like I was overexcited about the podcast, and I kept like checking how many plays I'm getting. That's part of it. So I'm not as like brain broken, but I'm still pretty sleepy. And I have some Zooms coming up, but in terms of what I talked about, in therapy, this is like my running theme. I feel like to share on Fridays, to share my therapy insights. So I actually talked to my therapist a little bit about the morality stuff that I've been like talking about forever on like being nice versus not being nice and like am I a good person? What does that mean? Et cetera, which you guys have heard a ton about. I guess there's not too much new there because like a lot of the stuff we talked about, I've already shared with you all. But one interesting insight she had was like, when I was talking about that idea of like putting the mask on ourselves first, but also like helping others with their masks and how difficult that can be because you're not sure if your mask is fully on or if helping the other person, you'll like accidentally, break your mask or you might help them in a way that isn't really helpful to them at all and is hurtful to you. So basically, like, how do you manage like your self-interest and taking care of yourself, which we all obviously need to do, with trying to be caring towards other people when we can. I don't know. I mean, we just talked about how there's like a lot of gray area there. And not only do we recognize that we have that struggle, but everybody else has that struggle too. And everybody else also has like a light side and a dark side and ways that they may not, you know, understandably, they might not have your best interests at heart. And they might have their own agenda or their own needs or their own problems. I mean, not might, they obviously will. And so one thing we talked about was like maybe not being so trusting always of other people the way I think that I can be, but also like not blaming other people for not being perfect and like giving them grace to not be like perfectly caring towards everyone. And then also like giving myself grace not to be perfectly caring towards everyone as well, and having areas where I have some darkness and I maybe don't have empathy in some situations, and I think like a lot of that comes from just not acting for myself and for other people, I guess. So I don't know, some interesting thoughts. I also, on that topic, I didn't want to go back to this topic because I feel like we've beaten this horse to death at this point. But just one other thing. There was this one girl I knew in San Francisco who was like a friend of a friend. And she was an interesting character, but she was like not nice. Like, I don't mean she was like a bad person or something, but like in her interactions with other people, she was not nice. She was not friendly. She like either decided she liked you or she didn't. And then if she liked you, she would be nice to you. But she was like pretty self-absorbed. And like what shocked me about her and what was kind of interesting is like she wasn't, it's not like she was trying to be a good person and failing. She didn't care. And again, I'm not saying, I'm sure she like loves her family and like is a good person in other ways, because again, as we've talked about ad nauseum, there's a lot of ways to be good and not good or whatever. But that just like, it clearly wasn't her goal to be like as nice and understanding to other people as possible. And it just like really interested me that just wasn't even her goal. And she wasn't trying to be nice. I don't know. It's just so interesting. And I kind of respected that. Like I wasn't, again, she wasn't, it's not that she was mean or like did something bad. She just like wasn't particularly friendly, and wasn't trying to be friendly, and was kind of owning like a little bit of her like bitchiness. I don't know. And this is like not someone I knew well. So if I knew you well in San Francisco, it's not you. But yeah, that was just kind of, I don't know, those kind of eye-opening. Just love like observing people and having these moments where you feel these insights or you notice things that are interesting. That's just one of those little tidbits that I had. Another thing that my therapist said that I found like really interesting. So first of all, she said that she felt like I was making a lot of progress on connecting with my emotions more, and that like compared to when we started seeing each other in September, she felt like I was more like leading with my emotions as opposed to, just being very like intellectualizing everything. And she said a really interesting thing, which I think applies to like a lot of things in my life, especially in relationships. She said, I was so results oriented instead of like trusting the process. I was so focused on the result that I actually hampered getting to a good result because I was kind of trying to skip the process and just get to the result. And I wasn't letting the process play out. So like that idea that being results oriented, like is counterproductive just even to the goal of getting the results that you want. I just found that a really good way to articulate something. Let me see what else there is here. I think that's it for right this moment. I'm about to Zoom with a friend. But yeah, I will be back later with more of my thoughts. Stick around. Bye.
Hey, everybody. Hope you guys are all doing well. I'm doing okay. I got the vaccine Sunday morning, which I'm very grateful for. But I've been just like hit with like huge amount of extra exhaustion. I was sleeping like all day yesterday and most of the day today. So I haven't been able to do too much. I'm planning to take like a couple days off from like more social stuff, or maybe like a week or something, as I try to like get through some of these errands that I have. And I just also feel like I need a little bit of like a some time to myself and a little bit of a break. That's happening. What else is going on? Yeah, nothing really. Now it's the countdown to freedom from the pandemic. 3 more weeks until the next shot, and then probably 2 weeks of waiting for everything to be for my body to be fully vaccinated or whatever. For I don't even know how to describe it. For all the antibodies to be there, whatever. That might not be right. Anyways, after that, so 5 weeks, and then who knows what'll happen. Maybe I'll go to the dentist or get my hair cut or other wild and exciting things like that. We will just have to see. In the meantime, I am going back to sleep. Talk to you guys later. Bye. Hi, everyone. I'm back. Still struggling with my post-vaccine response. But I thought I would talk a little bit about, just mostly to distract myself, 'cause I'm not feeling great right now. About the differences between my college experience and my law school experience. Just as a continuation of the whole life story thing, I'm not sure how much I've talked about this. I think I've talked about it in like very general terms. But just to do kind of like more of a deep dive. and I'll start a little bit in high school. In high school, I feel like freshman and sophomore years, I was very social. And then as I've mentioned, like in kind of a pattern, junior and senior years, I kind of, withdrew into like focusing much more on academics. And I don't know why, like, a lot of my friendships kind of petered out at that point. I don't know if it was me or if it was other people. Kind of like wasn't doing as well socially. So I think that's part of why I really focused in on academics. And I had really great social experiences in the summers, as I've mentioned, but I think like junior and senior year of high school, unlike freshman, sophomore year, I just felt kind of like I just didn't have that many good friends. And I think when I went to college, I was expecting it to be kind of more like my, you know, more like those summer programs that I did at Columbia or at Stanford. So I thought that the, you know, in the Columbia program, as I said, I didn't have a lot of academic work to do. And the program, the academic part was like kind of like nothing. But I had like a ton of fun on the social side and was like, you know, trapezing around New York and going out all the time and like having all sorts of new and interesting experiences and like really drinking for almost the first time and just like having a blast basically. And then at Stanford, it was awesome in a different way. I kind of developed these really close friendships, like definitely was not the party vibe that it was at Columbia. And it was academically like extremely rigorous and really intellectually stimulating and enjoyable. So both of those were like amazing pre-college experiences. And I thought when I went to college that it would look like, you know, one or the other, or some mix of the two. And yeah, just an aside. So I went to, as I mentioned, I went to a prep school for high school. And like the social stuff aside, I like academically, it was amazing. The math and science, like not so much, but the history and English were like, I think I've talked about this, that I feel like I learned a ton. And yeah, they just really shaped my ability to think critically and to write well and everything. And when I went to college, basically, well, I guess there's a, I'm trying to disin, I didn't really know exactly what I was going to say when I started talking about this. I mean, I had some things I wanted to say, but like there's also a lot that I haven't fully disentangled. I think that partly, I need to stop and think about this more.
Hi there. Welcome to another episode of this podcast. I should really change the name. I don't feel like Dina's Daily-ish Reflections is a good name. I was literally just like what I came up with that one day when I was like, I just want to have a podcast. And I just literally just typed something in and started recording on Anchor. It's that easy with Anchor. As Ben would say, that was an unpaid advertisement, or I don't know, something like that. I don't remember what he calls it. You guys should check out Ben's podcast. It is called Elephant Whispers. It's really funny. His last episode, he did like a million BuzzFeed quizzes to find out like, you know, what princess he was or like what kind of a sandwich he would be. There were lots of different quizzes, so you guys should totally check that out. But anyways, yeah, I need a different name for my podcast. I don't know if it is possible to change the name. Probably it is. I need a whole rebrand as I get big. You know, for now it's just like some close, intimate associates listening. but you know, obviously, this podcast is going to explode. And when it does, I feel like Dina's Daily-ish Reflections is just, that just doesn't cut it. Ew. Anyway, so yeah, damn it. What else? I don't remember where I was going with that tangent. I was just welcoming everybody to the episode. Things here have been, okay. So as I think I mentioned, so I'd been in like this illness-induced crash and like sleeping all the time, and I was finally feeling better. And then on Sunday, I got my first dose of the vaccine. Definitely didn't have a great reaction to it. I've been sleeping a ton. I had like nausea and just like headache and whatever, just like not the best reaction. I had it on Sunday. Now it's Thursday night. I'm still not back to my baseline, but I am very happy to have gotten the vaccine. Other exciting news. I have completed, I was going to say, I'm a little scattered, I think. I don't know if I'm going to post this. I keep trying to post something because it's been a while and I want to post an update, but it's just like not flowing as smoothly as I would like. So we'll see how this goes. Bear with me. If you are listening, obviously I did post it. So there you go. So I posted on Instagram a bunch of photographs from some of the like summer trips that I was telling you guys about from Columbia at Columbia in the Alps and at Stanford. So basically those were my three high school summers. So those are kind of companion pieces to my stories about those experiences. You can't view them now because the stories are gone, but if you saw them, that's what those were. And you got a glimpse into the visuals, from that time period. Anyways, so this week, other than sleeping all the time, I was finally able to get a bunch of errands done. I had mentioned, I think, again, I don't know if I posted it or not, but I think I'd mentioned that I was feeling like I had been so social in February and just gotten like so much of that, which was great. But I was really falling behind on like just the basic errands that I needed to get done. So this week I kind of was like, okay, I'm going to pause on socializing, reschedule some Zooms. And because I wasn't feeling well, but also, just like get a bunch of errands done. So I scheduled a ton of doctor's appointments and I dealt with Blue Cross Blue Shield and, like my 401k and I don't know, did a bunch of stuff. I still have a ton of things on the list. So I'm definitely not like out of the hole I kind of dug myself in. But I feel like I'm making progress on a daily basis this week, despite not feeling great. So that has been really good. I think I probably need like another couple weeks to maybe another week to just feel like I'm back on track and figuring out like what the next steps are for treatment, because I've been, as I've mentioned before, because I've been focusing on like this weight issue, I just haven't been doing that much in terms of new treatment options. And there's a lot of things that I want to try. I think I've said this, but like antibiotics, Celebrex, IVIG, various MS medications that have been shown to be effective for people with ME/CFS, continuing to explore this like neck physical therapy, and a bunch of other things. So I've been like trying to refamiliarize myself with like what those next steps are. I think I still won't really do a lot until after my second vaccine dose, because like obviously the vaccine is a confounding factor in figuring out like what might work. Might wait for that. But at least I'm kind of like restarting that process. I'm just looking to see if there's more exciting stuff that I can tell you guys about in terms of my errands. I mentioned like both of those cases in my life when people have made fun of my voice, and how people had been telling me that I had a nice voice for my podcast. And I was just like so shocked to hear that. And another person told me that recently. And I just want to say that this has been like very healing to hear positive things people are saying about my voice, because I just always have, I mean, I to- it's to- I'm totally fine with it. But I've just always kind of been like, yeah, okay, I have kind of a weird voice. I think it's also because on the podcast, I'm like really natural. So it's like my natural voice. But like when I get nervous or I feel like kind of awkward, I like
go into like this voice and like, oh, like talk like that. So maybe that's what's weird about my voice. I don't know. Whatever. Speaking of which, this was not on the agenda to talk about, but just something I thought of. It's so interesting, like, how, like, we deal with our own physical appearance. Because I feel like people I've talked to, they feel like they kind of know if they're, like, attractive or not attractive. And, like, they think you can kind of tell just by looking at yourself. But I feel like we've all seen our faces so many times that we, like, I cannot objectively tell you what I look like. Like, I'm just so used to seeing my face. I don't know if, like, there are certain, like, traits that are, I don't know, like, come out more. I don't know. It's just, like, or, certain features that are, like, you know, more preponderant. It's just, like, really hard to tell. And I feel like sometimes you look at yourself and you're like, oh, I look good. And sometimes you're like, oh my God, I look like a weirdo. but the connection with the voice thing is, I feel like when I was little, my grandparents used to always tell me like that I was just like the most like beautiful person, like most physically beautiful child ever. And I really like internalized that. And I then like, because I'm not like a supermodel, I recognize this. I was always shocked that the boys like weren't just flocking to me, and because like my grandma's told me that I'm just like so beautiful. And then when I finally realized that like, actually like, I might not be like the most beautiful person and like, that's okay. It was just like such a relief to be like, oh, like I don't have this like weird contradiction in my mind where I feel like I must be the most like what, where like, it's like, why isn't everybody falling in love with me when I'm like so insanely beautiful? So yeah, not criticizing my grandmas for telling me that. That is a very grandma thing to think. But yeah, I just take things very literally. And I think I took that a little bit too seriously. And yeah, so anyways, I guess it's just saying like, as you get older, you get more comfortable with yourself regardless of like whether you're objectively like amazingly gorgeous or not. But I still feel like I don't have a good sense because I've had, this is like, also, okay, this is just like showing me to be extremely vain, but like I've had so many different experiences. Like I've had, and maybe it just shows that like romantic interest isn't necessarily based fully on your outward appearance. I've had times in my life where I've had tons of guys who have crushes on me. And I've had times in my life where, like, nobody whatsoever pays attention to me. And I've had people say mean things to me about my appearance, like, inadvertently, like, not even to hurt my feelings, but, like, like, I remember this guy in college, like, wrote on his blog about me, and he was like, for some strange reason, I find her, like, attractive. Like, it's really strange. Oh, I was like, wow, okay, that isn't nice. Yeah, so like things like that, or like, I'm not even gonna go into like some of the sad tales of finding out people didn't think I was attractive. But then like, yeah, at other times, like just having people really into me, which I'm sure is common for everyone, like to have like a mix of different experiences, but it has like left me very confused. Please don't like feel compelled to respond to this with like, oh, okay, let me tell you objectively, you're like a this. Or you can tell me, I can handle it. Yeah, I don't know. But I guess it doesn't really matter that much. That's my that's where I feel like I've come down in my wise old age of 34, that, you know, a lot of it is just like how you carry yourself and how you dress and just the vibe you give off. But I don't know. Sorry, that was like a total tangent that I was not expecting to go on. But yeah, let me know what you guys think about, like, do you feel like you know your appearance or like attractiveness level, like kind of objectively, or like whether you have some weird features or something? I remember in like 9th grade, I like decided that I had like no, like my, I don't even want to admit this in case it's like totally true and you guys are like, oh yeah, you do have that weird facial feature. But I felt like I discovered that like I didn't, like my chin like turned into my neck. Like I didn't have like a lot of like, I don't know. My chin just turned quickly into my neck and I got like so self-conscious and I remember telling like my guy friends about it and I just like them just thinking like it was like the most hilarious thing in the world that I like had this realization and was like totally like shaken to my core. So I feel like, yeah, sometimes you notice weird things about yourself and you're like, oh, is this weird? Or am I just like making it up or whatever. Anyways, so that's like neither here nor there. Although it is a little bit related to what I wanted to talk about as the main topic, which is just like my experiences in the later part of high school and the early parts of college. Yeah, but I'll get to that. I will get there. Sorry, I was just trying to remember. In my last recording, I think, that I didn't publish, I made a plug for my brother's podcast, but now I can't remember if I did that in the last recording or if I already said it in this recording. This is how bad my memory is. Like, I just can't remember. And I don't think, as I've said before, I don't think it's illness related. I just think like when I ramble my thoughts, like, which is what I do on the podcast, and I just like free flow, then it's just so, as my cousin Olga was actually saying, it's so like indistinguishable from just like my general train of thought that I don't remember what I've said out loud and what I was just thinking in my head. But anyways, you guys should totally check out Ben's podcast. It's so funny. His last episode was all about like BuzzFeed quizzes. This is so embarrassing if I just said this. But please don't judge me. It was like, what kind of sandwich would you be? And you'd like answer a bunch of BuzzFeed questions to find out like what kind of sandwich you are, like what Disney princess would you be? So he took a lot of those quizzes to hilarious effect. I might steal that idea. Let me know what you guys think. Another thing, exciting weather news. It was 73 degrees today. It was glorious. Apparently it's not going to last and it's just going to go back to like the 30s or whatever. But yeah, it was super nice. It set a bunch of records. I sat outside, which was lovely. In other news, so last night I went to this talk. It wasn't really a talk. It was like this interactive event. I signed up for this event series through this organization called Combined Jewish Philanthropies. It's obviously, it's like for Jewish adults in their 20s and 30s to have like a forum to connect with one another. and yeah, meet new people and like talk about various things. As I think you guys know, I don't know, I'm not religious at all. And yeah, I didn't grow up in a religious family. I did go to Hebrew school and have a bat mitzvah. But yeah, I'm not religious. And actually, like, I've always had an ambivalent relationship with my Jewishness, because I've always felt like extremely culturally Jewish. But I've also felt like kind of just because I don't believe in God, and part of me wants to belong to this like American Jewish tradition of people who like, you know, like go to temple on the high holidays and like know certain like Jewish customs and practices. Like part of me wants that. And even though I should have gotten it somehow from Hebrew school, but somehow I didn't. And part of me wants that. And then part of me feels like really alienated from it because I don't really know a lot of the like rules and processes, and I just generally have this like skepticism towards religion. So anyways, yeah, I don't know, like in college, like a couple times I tried to do some Hillel events, but like everyone there kind of seemed like to already know one another and like know what they were doing kind of. And I just didn't, there just weren't other people who were kind of like coming from my like very secular perspective, or maybe they were and they just weren't really going to Hillel, or maybe they were going to Hillel and I just didn't know. But anyways, so anyway, I signed up for this series of events, and last night there was a Zoom event, and this I think it was like a therapist, a licensed therapist or something, but she talked about loneliness, which as you guys know has been a big topic of this podcast, and how embarrassing it is to talk about it. And and I think the reason that it, anyways, but it, so it was all about like loneliness and like how people are dealing with the pandemic and like how there are different types of loneliness. I actually thought that she took this from some book about loneliness. I thought that like this categorization of like three different types of loneliness was really helpful. Okay, sorry, I'm just going to read some of the things that she said. First, she gave the statistics. 60% of U.S. adults are mostly or always lonely. So that is like based on their, based on some survey. So it's a big problem. And hold on, I'm just like opening this document that they sent out because I'd like to like cite the source for this quote that I'm gonna, it's not even a quote, but it's just like a summary. Video link and consent. Sorry. Okay, here it is. Oh, okay. So the book is Together, The Healing Power of Human Connection in a Sometimes Lonely World by Vivek Murthy. And anyway, so they define loneliness as the gap between social connections we need and those we have. So I don't know. I think that's a really good definition, because it's like it's different for everybody. It's what you need compared to what you have. It's not like just being alone means that you're lonely. And then he talks about three different types of connections. I don't know if this is his or if it comes from like some other literature. But basically there's intimate or emotional loneliness, which is longing for a close confidant or intimate partner, with whom you share a deep mutual bond of affection and trust. There's relational and social loneliness, which is like loneliness for having good friends.
or even like maybe not as good friends. I didn't write down the definition of that one. and then there's collective loneliness, which is loneliness for a network or a community of people who share your sense of purpose and interests, are commonly known as weak ties. So we have like the closest ties for an intimate partner or a close confidant. We have relational and social ties with like a broader group of people, good friends, colleagues maybe. And then we have that kind of broader network or community that we're a part of, and we can be lonely without something like that too. And I think I've talked about this a lot in the podcast in terms of like how we lived as tribes in our evolutionary past. And that's kind of what we're adapted to, in my opinion. And I think that not having that is probably not good for our mental health. But oh, no, sorry. Okay, so I wasn't. So anyways, yeah, I know I've talked a lot about that, period. The other thing that she said, I don't know if this is from the same book, but she also talked about how there's three different kinds of loneliness aside from like, so the first kind is psychological or interpersonal loneliness, which is what we were just talking about. Those three categories, all of like the intimate, relational, and collective loneliness, all fall under this psychological or interpersonal loneliness. But there's also existential loneliness, which is like, what am I doing here? What's my meaning and purpose? And like societal loneliness, which is if you feel like you're a complete outsider, like if you're gay in a society or community that's very homophobic, or you're just completely, you're like rejected by society as a whole, or you feel rejected by society as a whole. I don't know. So anyways, that was really interesting. And they also said, and they were talking, they made a really interesting point about how in the pandemic, because so many people have experienced this loneliness, it kind of like reinforces how important social connections are to us. And like, maybe that a silver lining of the pandemic is that we will cherish those connections more strongly once we can fully have them again and work more to make them like a meaningful part of our lives. Anyway, so it was interesting. But one reason in particular it was interesting was this idea that she talked about, that it's really embarrassing and like difficult to admit that you're lonely. And I think, and she didn't talk about this, but I think that's partially because, like, if you're like a quote, like, again, in this like evolutionary psychology world, if you're somebody who's like not part of the pack or like, you know, not socially integrated, then you're probably lower on the social totem pole, which is like a really bad place to be in terms of like getting access to food and whatever, everything else that is needed in that community. So I'm talking again about like our like hunter-gatherer ancestors and like, yeah, somebody who doesn't have a lot of friends or social connections is basically somebody I think who's close to the bottom of the totem pole. And that's deeply embarrassing because that's, yeah, just like a very dangerous place to be in that kind of environment, not necessarily in our world right now. So, so I think that's why people probably don't want to admit that they're lonely, or that's why it's really embarrassing to admit it. Sorry, but I'm losing my train of thought. Okay, anyways, and that idea of it being embarrassing to be lonely really resonated with what I was going to talk about before I heard that lecture, which is my experiences in late high school and early college, I guess, where I did feel really lonely. And I don't know, I don't quite remember like how I got there, like why I wanted to talk about that, because it was a couple days ago. But basically, or maybe I was just like continuing my story, like I had kind of told the elementary and middle school story and wanted to continue the high school story. But anyway, so I'll just plow ahead and maybe we can figure out why we're talking about it as we go. So I feel like when I was in high school and in middle school and in elementary school, I feel like it always happened that by the end of the, at the beginning, I've said this before on the podcast, like at the beginning of the experience, I'd be like super social and have tons of friends. And by the end of the experience, like I would be kind of like disgruntled and like kind of cynical and kind of felt more like an outsider and like, just felt like I didn't have that many close friends anymore. And I think what I wanted to disentangle was how much of that was me kind of getting depressed or unhappy or unfulfilled, and how much of that was external, like people's behavior towards me changing. It's really hard to tease apart. I really wanted to delve into this, but I just can't remember like what the hook was or like why, like to what end I was telling this. I wanted to tell this whole story. I'm finding it difficult to kind of get there. Maybe I'll re-listen to what I previously recorded and see if I can find the answer there, and I'll come back to this. Okay, talk to you guys soon. Bye. Okay, friends, I just listened through the various recordings that make up this episode. I noticed I did, in fact, plug Ben's podcast twice saying exactly the same thing, so sorry about that. And also that clearly there's something I want to discuss about this period between like late high school, early college, how that relates with my experiences in law school. There's clearly something there that I want to discuss, but it doesn't seem fully formulated yet. So yeah, stay tuned for the next episode where we might actually talk about that. Sorry to leave you all hanging. I will close with a quote that they mentioned at that loneliness talk yesterday that I was telling you guys about. If I can find it. We have a vital commitment not only to ourselves, but to each other. I found that very moving. Usually I don't like this kind of like, oh, we all like, I don't know. I just usually feel like that stuff feels like kind of preachy, but for some reason that way of phrasing it really resonated with me. We're all part of the human family. We're all responsible for one another in a certain way. And that's what I want to leave you with. Goodbye for now.